Okay, today is October 23rd, 1995. My name is Bill James, and I am interviewing Grace Ambergy. And I'm just going to ask you a few questions about what life was like whenever you first moved here.
Oh, rugged.
First of all, when did you move into Madison Heights?
Oh, my.
I can't even remember what year it was.
1929. That's when I moved here, and you was here already.
I imagine it was about that time.
Around 1929?
Yeah, 25, did you say?
28, I think.
28?
Okay.
Okay, so 1928. And you've been living here ever since then?
Well, the biggest share of it. I lived next door here. And I lived a while in Kentucky. And
not since you went back to Kentucky, Mama, since you moved in here.
Huh?
I said you didn't go back to Kentucky after you moved in.
Was it before I went? When I
we come here from Kentucky.
Yeah, we come here from. Or the kids was all born in Kentucky. Let's face it.
Okay.
I had four children, and my children was all from Kentucky. And from that time, I've been here ever since.
Okay, what brought you up here to Madison Heights?
Huh?
What brought you here to Madison Heights?
Well, I just guess I don't know. Really, my mother. she built that house right there. And naturally, she was a widow. She was alone, and when I come from Kentucky here, well, see, my home was in Michigan, and when I come from Kentucky here, why, my oldest, youngest baby was 19 months old, and I had the other three, and I moved right over here. And I've been right over there and right here ever since.
What was this area like when you moved in?
Well, I tell you one thing. I think it was pretty darn good, don't you?
Yeah.
I think it was a pretty good area.
No sidewalks, no streets.
No. We had to work otherwise. We had to carry water from the corner down here, and we had to work, otherwise, to get along. And then my husband, he took a notion to go to Kentucky. And we went down to Kentucky, and I had all the children. And I come back here, and when I come back here, I come by myself. Because I said, while we're living down there, we're not getting ahead at all. You know, it was hard. We was right in the mountains. So I said, now, Robert, if you aren't ready to go home with me, I am going to go next week. So he said, well, if you want to go next week, you might just as well go this week. You know, he was thinking I wouldn't go. I said, well, good. So when he went to work, I was pretty stubborn, too, you know. I sold everything out of my house I could sell. I got rid of everything but my kids. So when he come home that night, well, he was flabbergasted, I guess. Same as anybody else would be, you know. But anyway, I come and brought all my kids. Well, he didn't know whether he was going to come or not, see. He just thought, well, I would go back. And so I went to baking bread.
Where was that?
Right there. Right in that house right there.
You're ahead of yourself, Mama.
Huh?
You're ahead of yourself.
Why?
because when Daddy come about, Daddy come about 2 months or 3 months after we did, and then he got a job at Ford's.
Well, I ain't telling what Robert done.
Well, that's, he wants to know what you did here, not Kentucky.
Oh, well. Well, and I went to baking bread.
Then, during the Depression, you made bread.
Yeah.
That's after Daddy was laid off from Ford's. Daddy went back to Kentucky, and you started to make bread. But Daddy worked at Ford's for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm going to tell him that later.
Well, you don't. But, that's ahead of your story.
Well, anyway. Then she said that it was after Robert went back to Kentucky that I started baking bread. Mm-hmm. Well, I baked bread for a living for, I just don't know how long.
Almost 2 years.
I think it was about...
All during the Depression.
I baked bread, sold it 10 cents a loaf. Now that's what we got for it. And then, after that, he took a notion to come back here, too, then. And we made cinnamon rolls, you know, and pans and stuff like that. I don't remember what I sold them for.
Quarter,
I think. Well, anyway, I didn't go on the welfare. See, that was what I wanted to do, stay off in the welfare. And, so that he went to helping me bake bread. And we baked bread for a living until...
Well, we had to get licensed.
Yeah.
That's when Madison Heights took the notion that you had to have a license to do anything.
So that was when Madison Heights became a city.
No, that was still Rolla Township.
It was still Rolla Township?
Rolla Township, yes.
Okay. Yeah, it was still Township. They tore down a lot of houses up in here, different people, and burned them up for wood, you know.
During the Depression?
Depression.
Right.
Yeah. And we didn't get that bad off, you know. But it was rugged.
How many houses were in this area?
Oh.
One.
Was
Alice's house there?
Pardon?
Was Alice's house there?
They were there when I moved up here.
That's what I was going to say. Us, Alice's.
And Balls. Or
Balls. And Gregory's.
And Atkins.
And Atkins. And Atkins come in right after you come in, got here.
There was too many.
Maybe five. Not
too many.
None from the corner down.
From the it was all woods.
There, from the corner there, down to that big house that was on that side of the street. It was, well, that's what's that, half mile?
Yeah.
That was all open spaces. We used to go down there and pick strawberries and blackberries and...
We kept a cow.
And,
you kept a cow here?
We kept a cow. My husband and me, we kept a cow. And the kids, they'd take their, going to school, and they would take and tie the cow out, you know, and to eat grass and stuff like that until they would get out of school, and then they'd bring the cow home. And we kept it right out here in the backyard.
Where did you go to school at? By the way, your name is?
Alma.
Alma? Okay.
It was Blanchville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two little school rooms. Blanchville School.
Okay.
And I loved it. And then they built Edison and...
Was Mr. Nowlin the janitor when you went there?
I think.
Yeah. And he'd have to get to school an hour before you did to build a fire.
To build a fire. Or, and then there's some of the kids all day long had to keep the fire going.
Yeah.
Did you have to bring any wood to school, or?
No, they kept all wood over there. But it was a wood stove.
When it start to get chilly, somebody would have to go out and put more wood on the fire.
So it was kind of a rugged place when we first come here. Yeah, outside the toilet. But everybody was happy.
Everybody knowed everybody.
And
everybody visited each other.
And helped each other. Anywhere that my husband would see anybody do anything, or a woman especially, he'd go help them. You know, they wanted to shingle houses or put in a window or... Well, women worked just like men.
When we came here, there was no houses in that block. Down there, only that one across the street over there. And my dad planted that all in garden. We had the best garden it ever was all over there. We had corn, potatoes, and beans, and everything you could put in the garden. And we'd come home from school and have to weed the garden.
What was 11 Mile Road like, or John R., or any of the areas around
well,
to this?
Well, you know, I can't even remember 11 Mile ever being paved. That's why I was just sitting here thinking. Because when we came here, this was all low ground. Because it was all underwater.
Lay down,
it had rained and that.
Lay down.
And it was all underwater. And our cab driver had to stay up here on 11 Mile Road and walk down through that to find the house where we was coming to. And then he came back and helped.
Go to bed.
Mother,
go to bed.
And my uncle carry us kids down through there to get to the house. Huh. Now, I wasn't very old, but I can remember that this all being underwater.
There was a big ditch, an awful big ditch, I remember, along 11 Mile Road.
But that ditch and everything was all full.
Yeah.
It had been a really bad, must have been bad storms or rains or something. Because it was all underwater.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess naturally it'd have to run down somewhere. You know, it just took a... But there's... Then after we come, why, this house built, and then there'd be that house built. But there's all here. No Dale left down there in the corner.
How long did you have to go get your water? For how many years?
Oh, good God. A lot of them. We got water from down there, and then there's a family, three houses down here. They put in a
well.
Dug a well, and we piped their water from there into the house. And we use that for, about 5 years before the city took and put water through.
Just think of rubbing all those clothes on a board, a scrub board. That was terrible.
Ma used to take clothes and put them out in the backyard in one of the big
iron
boiler. No, she had a copper boiler. And she put her clothes in there and build a fire up and underneath them and let them boil. Now, I can remember a lot of it. There's a lot I can't.
Tell them about the pig farm.
What's that?
Tell them about the pig farm.
Babies was her name.
Who?
Over on Lincoln.
Babies had that pig farm. Over on Lincoln, they'd get pies in there, and we'd go down and get pies and hope they wasn't mildewed or molded. And he'd bring the fresh and put it up and give the pigs the old ones. And we did that for a long time. But their names were Beebe's. I just happened to think, but what was that woman's name down the street?
She told you this morning, yeah, but you forgot it, and I forgot it, and I can't think of it to save my life.
Started with the R.
Anyway, we made it. You know, we all got along good. Yeah.
What did you do for entertainment around here during that time?
Well, for entertainment, tell you the truth about it, the kids, they went to school, and they always had something doing in school. And I know the only time I went to school with them, I think, they had, was it mules, or what was it that they...
that's when I was later on in school.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's when you went to school.
We had parties. They had card parties. And when they went to a party at night, they took us kids with us. We put us down to sleep somewhere until they got ready to go home. That's what I said. Everybody come to our house because Ma wouldn't let us kids go anywhere. And we made popcorn, we made fudge, we made caramel corn, we did everything. As long as we were good. And that's what I said. Back then, people enjoyed each other. Now they're afraid to speak to each other, that they're afraid that you're going to insult them. Well, that's the truth. They're afraid. Your neighbors are... I don't know any of the neighbors around here anymore. They're just afraid that you're going to insult them. Don't even know the next door neighbor. Because most of them are all on dope or are all drunks.
Didn't Claire make his own beer?
Daddy did, and Claire did, and made their own beer and capped it. They had a bottle capper. We gave Santa Claus a quart of beer. I'll always remember that. Getting a quart of beer and setting it out on the table and for Santa Claus, so when he come away, he could have a drink, and it was gone the next morning. And on Halloween night, we didn't get out and go see what we could tear up. We just had fun. Taking one people's toilets and setting them on another neighbor's porch. But that was fun. Two doors down, we took their toilet and set it over there on that White House's porch and set it where the door was facing their door, and they couldn't get out. But for meanness, we didn't think about getting out and seeing what kind of meanness we could get in.
They knew better than that. You know, they knew better than that.
He was in with it all, too.
Yeah.
Them Ellis has had chickens, didn't
they? Ellis has had chickens.
You have the cow.
We had cow, we had chickens. And I think that's the only one that had any animals like that.
Robert, he used to go berrying, you know, pick wild berries, you know, all through down here.
There were huckleberries here?
It was huckleberries. There was all. And we went down through there. We went over on Stevenson Highway down 4th. Almost up to Royal Oak. They had blackberries and dewberries and
raspberries
and
all that stuff.
So when you moved here, where did civilization end?
What, for right in here?
Yeah.
That was us. So the five houses here, and Odell lived on the corner, and then nobody lived that way. There's very few houses. Up 4th, up 11, none of those houses was hardly in there. There's a Kroger store. That was the only store that was around here.
And they was wonderful. They were wonderful. That was a wonderful store.
And it wasn't self-serve, was it?
Just as good as Bill.
I don't know who had that before Art Hardy. I think he was the only one that I could ever remember.
Well, what businesses were up and down here?
None.
Just Kroger's?
Yeah, there was no businesses down through here. I don't even...
How about the Green Lantern? That was the only business I know of. That was a 12-mile John Iron.
Yeah. And then later on, that they built a beer garden on that corner. And Melody Parker owned it. And later on, they built a store over on this side, and there was a dime store went in it. But there was nothing.
There was a doctor, too, up there by the dime store.
Oh, not for years that long, Mama. Because I was in high school before that.
Where did you go to high school at?
Madison.
Which is where the Wilkinson is right now.
I guess
the middle, right.
I guess that's what they call it. Mm-hmm. Only went to 2 weeks in the 7th grade. I had the same teacher from, I think, the kindergarten until the 7th grade, and I told her I asked her one day if she learned enough in school, and she says, well, I says, I have, so I quit. So I quit.
And then what did you do?
Babysat. Well, I made a whole maybe a quarter a day. Babysat.
Well, times is running.
So, Mrs. West. Can you remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she went from kindergarten to the 7th grade with me, so I quit. I did not like that woman.
What was a typical day in school like for you that you can remember?
Boring. It's just boring. It was Chester Madison. And I did all the artwork, in the school boards, and in history and in geography. You know, there's all the time making little clothespin dolls for pilgrims and what have you. Well, I'd always have that job. And all of this molt and all of that stuff, why, him and I did it. Well, we didn't have to go to classes. Because we did all artwork. And we got by. I guess he's still a beautiful artist.
You didn't know him.
You didn't know Chester? Meanest little snob ever was. Push us down in every water hole.
that they was. Take our hats off and throw them in the water. But when we was in school, we did all the artwork. All the drawings, Christmas drawings, Easter drawings, and you know, every holiday you had to have a scenery on the back blackboard.
So you went to Blanche Villa for what, from what grades? From
I went from kindergarten until whenever they built the new one, and then we just went from the Blanche Villa over in the new one.
Oh, you went to Madison at the sixth, the seventh grade then.
Mm-hmm.
Madison started in the seventh grade.
Seventh. So, but I didn't go on to Madison. I was as smart as a teacher. I'll never forget that. She told me I had to go to school because I wasn't old enough to quit. And I told her she was crazy that I was quitting. She said, you've got to go 2 days a week. And then I said, oh, you can put up with me for 2 days a week. You're going to be doing good, because I will not do any work in school.
Why did she say 2 days a week?
That was law.
That was the law?
Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to school only maybe a couple weeks, and that was it.
How many classes was in Blancheville in each room?
I think there's three in each room. There was two teachers.
And how many students?
I mean, well, really not very many, because, you know, it'd have to be the kindergarten, first, second, and third in the one room, and third, fourth, fifth, and sixth in the other room. And those rooms wasn't really, you know, packed like they are. Now, one class would make all the kids that was in school. There wasn't that many kids around here.
No, Alice's had. How many did Alice's have? I guess they had about as many as I did.
Donnie, Dort, Pauline, Gloria, Ralph. I think she had six. It was the most.
Well, I didn't have six. I had enough, though.
But we enjoyed ourselves, to me, much more than you do today.
What was a big trip for you to go?
We went on very few trips. Very, very few trips did we make. And then I think going to the zoo, we used to walk to the zoo.
Where the zoo is located right now?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd walk from here to there?
We'd walk from here to the zoo. And, maybe once a month, we might get to go to the show.
Yeah.
In Royal Oak?
I give them money to go to the show on. And they didn't use it for
to take the bus,
see. They walk so they could have money to get popcorn or something like that.
Well, it costs us what? Nickel up, nickel back, and a dime in the show.
It was
2 loaves of bread. Honey, when we was baking bread, my sister and I, we went to school. And when she started making bread, she made one bushel basket of it. She put a pretty clean white cloth in it. and she put her bread in paper sacks. And she told us, now for gosh sakes, girls, don't set that basket down. It is a dog's thing. Get into it. So we all know we won't set it down. We wasn't gone much more than 20 minutes. And the bread was gone. And here we come back home and Mother met us on the porch. She says, what in the world happened to your bread? The dogs get it? No, Mama. It's gone. So the next night she baked a basket and a half. And every night she'd add a few loaves of bread. And it'd take us about 2, maybe 3 hours to deliver it. But we had to be back into the house before dark, if we had bread or not. But it was night after night after night. We'd get up, start out delivering that bread. And we sold every loaf that she could bake. And then Ebling Creamery gave buttermilk away.
Where was that?
Up in Rollo. And when Daddy started helping her, he got the bright idea of mixing his bread with buttermilk. Well, that kept it from crumbling. It didn't get stale. And he'd go up there and get that buttermilk and come home, and we baked the bread with buttermilk. Then we got to delivering it downtown to the churches, which they would order all the way from 75 to 100 loaves of bread a day for their doings down there. Maybe 50, 75 pans of cinnamon rolls. And when that's what we was doing when they decided to make us buy a license. And my dad was just stubborn enough. He would not buy a license for nothing. They offered to buy him a truck, buy his license for him, and he just couldn't keep on doing it. Well, that's when work started picking back up. He told him, nope, he was going to go get a job. So he went to work in civil aid. So he retired from civil aid.
Robert Kitcher was in there in the dresser drawer giving choked thing. I'll get him choked to you.
Do you have any pictures of this area back during that time?
No, our basement flooded and all our pictures was destroyed. Back when they had sewer service. And Mother was gone. All of our pictures was in the basement. Haven't even got a picture of any of the kids when they were young.
No, not school pictures, no, nothing like that.
Cent and a half a quart,
yes, me.
Where was this at?
On your street.
Where was this at?
Deezings.
Deezings Farm?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't picked strawberries for about, 4 or 5 years down there.
How long was that farm there?
Years.
It was there until they built that subdivision. He lives on these.
Oh, he lives on these. Oh. Yeah, until they built the subdivision in there. In fact, I went down there and stole the wash tub of corn one night. Ma didn't know we did. There's a whole bunch of us kids took a notion for corn, and we had a new wash tub. So, but Daddy put water in it and build a fire in under it and told them we was going to go buy it. Went down there and stole it. Now, you most likely was in on that, too.
I remember picking strawberries.
You don't remember the corn.
I don't remember the corn.
Oh, it was good. My dad knew we still like corn. We'd have got a whipping. They used to have watermelons planted down there, too. But nobody bothers
it. Everything.
Nobody seemed to bother his watermelon.
They did Mr. Horky. Somebody went in there one time and stole one of his watermelons. He got a shotgun and shot him. Killed him. I remember that.
I know he used to have a shotgun filled with rock salt. But nobody seemed to bother his watermelon. I don't know. I don't know if that farmer's daughter was in on that or not. Most likely was. Because we all, what one of us did around here, we all did.
Well, it didn't seem like they had cars or...
Oh, no.
Like they do today.
Well, we didn't have half as many cars.
Mm-mm. Do you remember your first car?
Well, Daddy's was a dark green Chevrolet. And I can't tell you just what year it was. He was working at Ford's. So it was right after the Depression. And our driveway here was filled in with black cinders. They used to go down to some factory and get those black cinders, big black cinders. I don't know where it must have come from, a furnace or something. And he filled the whole driveway with those black cinders. And he'd get out there and work on his car. It was a dark green.
I don't even remember when gas come in here either. Do you?
No.
I know one thing, we had a great big furnace. Gosh, it wouldn't have sat in this here room in the basement. When we had that furnace.
Did you heat by coal or by wood?
Coal. Right in and under where we're sitting right here now. There was two windows right underneath the door there. And they would come in with their coal, and we would sort it all in and under here, and that's what we had for a coal bin. Yeah.
We hit with coal, and then we hit with kerosene, oil, and oil stoves.
Big oil stove for quite a while. And then the first time the gas comes through, I got gas. Was getting a little bit better off.
You thought?
Yeah.
How much was your taxes on your house way back then?
Oh, gee.
I don't know. It wasn't very much.
Wasn't very much, no. Not compared to what they are now.
Because Daddy bought this lot here for taxes.
During the Depression?
Yeah.
Oh, what was his name that owned all this property?
McGinnity.
Yeah.
McGinnity.
Yeah.
Owned it.
Yeah.
And he owned all those lots. And how he slipped up and let Daddy buy this one, we don't know. But I think it cost Daddy $54. when he bought this this lot.
Did he build the house?
Mm-hmm. Daddy built this one.
But kids, they haul dirt. Helped him every day, every day, every day. We all worked.
But
I just wish I could do the work now that I did then.
Young McKennedy slipped up on this one. He always told Daddy he did. Because he wouldn't have sold it to Daddy wouldn't have let Dad have it for no $54. But Dad was out at the tax office and he went purposely to buy this lot.
Tax office was located in Royal Oak at the time?
Lebanon Mile and John R.
Don't know where they were.
Where that hamburger place is. That used to be his office.
And but Daddy bought this lot, and again, he always says that, that was a slip.
Lay down.
Henry McKennedy. I can think of that, but I can't think of that old lady's name that used to walk her dogs by here. She, every day, two or three times a day, here she'd come with two or three, four or five dogs all on a little rope or a little string and walk down through here with them.
With the winter coat on in July.
Winter coat and a hat.
Great big hat. Yeah, lay down.
All the kids was all scared of her. They all said she was a witch. But she wasn't. She was a real nice person. Well, I can't think of her name.
I can't either. I just can't think of her name.
Ralston. Right?
Like
this is Mrs. Ralston.
Yeah.
Ralston.
Mm.
They didn't even have a wood floor in their house. They had a dirt floor.
Dirt floor. And all those dogs and just a little one-room house. And
look at here.
It was
down.
Just the other side of the ditch. There was a ditch running across through there. I don't know where it run to. And they lived right the other side of the ditch. But she had those dogs, and he was shell shot.
You know, go get your pill. You know,
and there's all on. Everybody was all the kids
go get
was
your
all scared.
Come on.
From World War One.
Yeah.
But she loved those dogs. It was just a little old string. She'd still have that dog tied to the string.
Well, I want to thank you very much for shedding a little light.
You're sure welcome to what you can use, but...
Oh, yeah, we can use it all.
Well, anyway, I guess I didn't have it too bad, you know. Or at least the good Lord keeping me on earth for something. He's got to be.
For sure. Take care of me.